بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم أتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار، وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم أكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين، اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم أتولنا بجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا ولي يا وكيل، وجود علينا يا الله يا الله يا الله. اللهم إنك عفو حليم كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا، واعف عن آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأجدادنا وأعمامنا وأخوالنا وأهلنا وإخوتنا في الله وإخواننا في الله، وكل من سألنا الدعاء، وكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين، وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Today I have many things in my heart. I want to share it with you. I consider it an emergency session, a session and a reminder of a basic. This basic, if we do not have nothing else, we will have. Insha'Allah, this might be starting a new group of session to explain some of the basic we today as an individual or ummah we forget. And one of my message is, if we forget the basic and we do not have the basic, what else we have? One of this basic is, what is Islam? What is a Muslim? What is a mu'min? What the difference between a Muslim and a mu'min? And let me gather for you a just snapshot quick of what is a Muslim. There's many a hadith about who is a Muslim. Among them, the Muslim, the one, he protect people from his own tongue and his own hand. The Muslim, he have peace in his heart, and peace in here meaning to save, to guard, to not causing harm to yourself or other. Also, your jar, your neighbors. What happens if the neighbor do not feel peace for you? You see? By this way, let's examine some of the basic in Islam and see where we are, and see how we can achieve that. And this includes the eyes, the tongue, the heart. There's a Muslim. And one of the early people, he said, because If you do not do so, and your mind is not belong to Islam, what's the difference between you and a crazy person? The crazy person, the pen is lifted. What meaning? He's not accountable. Why? He cannot use his mind. His mind is not stable. But what happens if I reach a level with my mind is not according to Islam? But the difference between me and the crazy is exempt. He has mental disability, make him cannot stable his own thinking. But what happens if I'm a Muslim and my mind is not stable according to Islam and according to the Sunnah? What will happen? Now my name is not a Muslim anymore. My name is a munafiq, a hypocrite, or a murai. Okay? And we'll go talk about it in little bit of detail, but not too much, because today it just I want gather for you a major snapshot of different area in Islam, which I consider it a very mandatory to think about it and reflect over it today. And the bottom line of that is a Muslim, his heart is a vision of his own brain. And the Muslim also, his eyes is not the vision, but the vision coming from where? The heart. Now what happened if the heart has no Islam or not stable with Islam? Now the eyes is not following Islam, the mind is not following Islam, now the body, jawarih, is not following Islam. And all that because the basic is not done. To summarize that, if you ask me today, why we do not develop the quality of a Muslim today, even we have a lot of ritual outside? Because like Luqman alayhi salam, or Luqman al-Hakim said, what is the wisdom? He said the wisdom to gain it by two things. To not involve in what is not belong to you. And don't waste your time with something will not benefit you. Do you see it or no? Today, if you ask me, how many of us have habits of talking too much or meeting people, we'll talk about it in the quality of the mu'min in a few minutes. Because the Muslim, he wants to be in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the early people, his name is Sahl radiallahu anhu, may Allah give him rahmah, one of the early tabi'in. When they ask him how we can do that, he said, to benefit those who need benefit and to stop those who committing mischief. And he said, nothing you can achieve with that better than stop causing damage to nobody by your tongue or by vision or by your heart. And he said, this is the ultimate thinking and the ultimate wisdom. And to be patient over the oppressor of other, this is will lead you to gain knowledge. And to give nasiha to whom who need it, advice, with rahmah, and to try to gain iman and good deed. Today I want to warn you about something I saw. One sister, she sent me an email. She's in touch with me over internet for almost 3-4 years now. She's a beautiful sister. I believe she's really very pious woman or young lady. And she developed a lot of knowledge. She listened to all kind of scholar. She accumulating a lot of knowledge from all over. But if you ask me, in the last couple of years, I used to fear. She's very hush, very tough over herself and other. To the point, she becomes so lonely because people do not want to be engaged with her. Because she tried to be disciplined in Islam without no wisdom and rahmah. And now, she sent me an email crying because she committing all the sins over a few months. She was so lonely to the point she get broken. And she did everything. You name it, she did it. Many, many times. To the point she's broken now. Do you know what I see? What happened when we become too tough? To the point we forget the rahmah of Allah and the wisdom of Allah. And we forget our own sins and our own mistakes. And we're challenging others with their own mistakes. And we do not seek the rahmah of Allah in a time is needed. I saw it in my life many times. Anybody become tough, and there's many a hadith about that. Tough breaks a person. And helm, and patience, and compassion, and rahmah elevate the person. And all this has two pillars. When you gain knowledge, knowledge can gain you a lot of arrogance. To the point you destroy yourself, you destroy other. And if you pass that peacefully, now you gain humble and humility and rahmah. And you care about people with rahmah. And how you do that? One of the ways, to remember who you are. This is what the companion used to do. They used to remember what happened to them before Islam. Their jahiliyyah time. By this way, if I am living in the bounty of Allah, in the rahmah of Allah, in the hidayah of Allah, is a gift. I do not earn it. Allah can snatch it from me. Who am I to be tough over the sinner or the one that does not have guidance? And this is why one of the early people, he said, one of the quality of a Muslim, if he see a sinner and person weak, he make dua for him. And he said, oh Allah, give him tawbah, give him guidance, allow him, ya Allah, and make dua. And even if you see a non-Muslim, you ask Allah to guide them, and you ask yourself to get the quality to do so. And if you see somebody better than you in quality, you ask Allah, give them ikhlas and sincerity, and guard them, and increase their bounty for them. By this way, in any given time, you return the issue to Allah, and you make dua. This is a quality of whom? A Muslim. Now, and when you look to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and summarize the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a few words, what he did, he get away from dunya. He get away from dunya. And do not try to accumulate. Because accumulating of dunya, it makes the heart hard. And make you cannot able to humble yourself. And da'wah cannot be without humbling himself. And da'wah cannot be without completely deny dunya. And to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everywhere and every time, and to remember His bounty over you and thank Him for His bounty over you. And when you do that, you get away from people who call you names, meaning you get away from people who treat you and elevate you to the point it sick your heart. And you get away from people who take you to dunya and make your heart hard. And to get away from talking about people or joining people. Because the main disease of this dunya is people. Unless any gathering or any talking has to be for Allah, talk about Allah, and that's it. Anything else, this gathering, or this unity, or this time you're spending, is actually against you. And this is why even the late people after Rasulullah and a companion used to get away from people. Because with people, all the diseases start coming. And if you do so, you be quiet, silent. And you do not talk without a thermometer to check yourself, to check your intention. Why you have to talk? Talk to whom? Talk about what? What is your niyyah? That's why you want guard and save your heart. And also, if you have to, now you go and seek the people who help you and guard you and guide you to the journey of Iman. This is the one. This is the one is recommended. Otherwise, is not. And this, what the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did. They follow their own teacher. They never accumulate dunya. They never spend some time talking about others. And they always in zikr and do good deed. That's it. And get closer to Allah. And those are the real Furqa and Najiyah. They are the real saved and guarded one. And those are one we're supposed to follow their own footsteps. In the end of time, when Rasulullah ﷺ gave us the advice, he said, follow Quran, follow my Sunnah, and follow my companion. And in another hadith, and follow the four Khulafa Rashideen. By this way, if we do not have this knowledge as a base, as foundation, do we need now to know all the understanding in the market? Do we need to hear everybody in the market? And what happens if you keep hearing everybody and seeking knowledge all over and you forget the base? You get wasted. You're almost like swimming in every direction in the ocean and you have no compass. As soon or later, your body will fall down. You have no energy. And you get confused and you're wasting yourself. Where it coming from? Sickness in the heart. And we'll go about it very soon. And a Muslim he knew Islam and Muslimin have rights and he have to fill their rights by his body, by his heart, by his money, by every aspect. Okay? A Muslim is not a free. He's a free if he's a Muslim. But he's obligated to fulfill his duty as a Muslim. And to try to benefit himself the maximum he can by developing his own journey of Iman, was developing his quality. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, and rahimahullah, he sent one of the companion of Rasulullah SAW, or the follower of the companion, Salim ibn Abdullah, and he tell him, please write me the biography of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. I won't follow it up in my life. He replied to him. He said, by the name of Allah, you're living in a time is not Umar. And you're not Umar. And the people around you is not Umar. And society is not the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By this way, if you try to live good and follow Umar radiallahu anhu in a time is not in a time of Umar, you can be better than Umar radiallahu anhu. And this is what we have to understand today. One of the things we do not understand, we lost comprehending and value of journey of Iman. We lost the value of saving our tongue. We lost the value of Jannah. We lost the harm of Jahannam. To the point our life becomes so cheap. Our tongue becomes so cheap. Our time becomes so cheap. Our brain so cheap. To the point I'm allowing my heart, my mind, my tongue to be dirty in every aspect. And now I pay the price, the corruption of my own journey of Iman. And we know the very small hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min husn islam al-mar' tarku ma la yu'ni, from the best manner of the Muslim, leave what is not belong to you. Today we're doing the opposite. We actually is spending too much time and effort in everything will not benefit us. And we forget ourselves. This is the ultimate lost. This is the ultimate lost. Now, what is the sign of your Islam is getting good and you're getting closer to Allah? You love Islam, you love Muslimin, you love Allah, you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you love goodness, and you get away from every badness and everything can hurt anybody. Action, talking, visual, by heart, you name it. And if you do so, now you have to remember, Muslim have rights over the Muslim. And I summarize by the will of Allah most of the ahadith about that. And it came to approximately 10. 10 things is rights. Right between each other. And right become wajib, it become fard. Okay? Number one, if you meet the Muslim, you give him salam. Two, if he call you for a meal, you accept. Three, if he sneeze with loud voice and he says Alhamdulillah, you do tashmit, yarhamkumullah. And if he gets sick, you visit. And if he die, you join his janazah. And you love to your brother in Islam what you love to yourself. This is now like a no-no today. May Allah forgive us. And you hate for them what you hate to yourself. And another weak riwayah is also another form, is to support the Muslim who try to be good and to make istighfar for those who commit sins. And those who stray, you make dua for them, to Allah accept them and bring them back. And if somebody come back from tawbah, you love them and you make dua for them and you try to supporting them. To the point is a lot of dua, a lot of ahadith about dua. If you see a Muslim has a calamity, what you say? If you see a Muslim, Allah increases rizq, what you say? It's a lot in this chapter. Okay? You can go study it. And one of the early scholar, he used to say, I did not see something more important and more dangerous of your own journey of Iman more than the right of people over you, which today we neglect it. They call it حق العباد or حقوق العباد, the rights of other. You have rights of neighbor, right of Muslim brother, right of Muslim sister, right of Muslimin, right of everybody. Even the non-Muslim have rights. Everybody has right. Animal have right. Plant has right. Water has right. River have rights. You see? And this scholar used to say, whoever purify himself from the zulm of other, very soon he will walk in the water. Just by doing that. If you save yourself from hurting other by heart or tongue or by any feeling, you are already very close to walk in the water, meaning you get closer to Allah. And he used to say, whoever want the salama, whoever want peace with Allah, have peace with people. And nothing in this earth better than either you get away or treat people with justice and kindness and don't do dhulm to them. And after that, he make a poem. And the poem is of the meaning of الناس بحر عميق. People is an ocean, very deep. والبعد عنهم سلامة. And get away from them is peace. وَخَدْ نَصَحْتُكَ فَانْظُرْ. And I advise you, be careful and look. لَا تُدْرَنَكَ نَدَامَ. And otherwise, you will be sorry and sorrow. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to say, have taqwa to Allah, wa taqwa al-nas, and have taqwa of the people. Now taqwa in here you have to understand, taqwa meaning get away from what hurt you. This is what taqwa. Because taqwa almost in Arabic meaning like the veil, the wall, the barrier. But it's where you get away from people. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, if I'm not scared, wasawis, I will not meet people. And another time he used to say, did you see anybody destroy anybody except the people destroy each other? You've been destroyed by whom? People and a company or other. And another person used to say, every time you know more people, meaning more enemy, more dhulm, more destruction, more lost. And at this time, he said, and you lose the huquq. The rights of other has been lost. He said, like you be walking in the jungle and you do not know where you are. And you cannot get out. What it mean? In all days to walk in the jungle and you not know how to get out, what it means? You're going to be dead. As soon or later. Either from diseases or by animal. And one of the early scholars, he said, whoever know who he is, he will live in peace. Whoever know who he is, he live in peace. And whoever know people, he get away from them. And another person, he heard that. He said, no, it is the opposite. Whoever knows the people, he will be in peace. What it mean? Because if you know the people, you will get away. And if you get away, you're in peace. Somebody asked, what about the ahadith about to be close to people, to be good to people, to give nasiha? He said, this is if all of them belong to Allah. And this, he said, is very people know that, and it need knowledge, and it need intention, and it need ikhlas. And he replied about that, idfa' billati ahsan, from Quran, push the badness with goodness. This what Allah advised to us. Anybody do mischief to you? Just peace. وَعِبَادَ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَطَبْهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. عباد الرحمن, the one they walk in earth with peace. And if the ignorant talk to them, they said, peace be with you. And another understanding, peace from you. And we are peace from you, and we are peace from us. There's a lot of ahadith about that. Like, for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is many, many ahadith about you will never test the sweetness of iman unless you forgive those who oppress you. And you give those who deny you. You see? By the way, everything is the opposite in Islam. Because the opposite containing what? Fighting your nafs. And if you ask me today, the nafs is high. Very high. This is why between each other, is not easy to ask forgiveness. Even in my own life, I discover is very few women, okay, as a wife, can tell the husband, forgive me in the right time. It takes long time, and it's very scary. Very scary for them. And also the man, if he's arrogant enough, and not even to start the forgiveness, even if it's not wrong. Why? Because you want your heart to be in peace. You want this peace and salama. Now, what do you think about this issue? Is this not important? Let's see now, what about mu'min? Because until now we do not know what is mu'min. Listen to what this again, a complete comprehending compression, okay, of a snapshot of many, many ahadith. Again, the mu'min, the one people have peace with him and save and guard with him from their tongue, their body, and their money. meaning he do not engage in any harm of other. Another say, Al-Mu'min kulluhu manfa'a. Mu'min is all bounty. If you seek him, he benefit you. If you share something with him, he benefit you. If you consult him, he benefit you. If you walk with him, it benefit you. And if you need him, you find him. You see? And one of the early people used to say, the mu'min, if you see him, is a cure. And if he talk to you, he give you wisdom. You benefit from his look before his talk. His goodness is more, and his badness is rare. Al-Mu'min, the believer, very little he talk. He always in action, meaning busy with the good deed. And a hypocrite always talk, and his deed is limited. Al-Mu'min, if you look at his face, is calm, smiling. Bashush. Bashush meaning, when you look at his face, it gives you this happiness. It's almost like looking to a nice cake you like, but it's not the right one, because maybe you do not like cake. Some people like pickles, you know. But meaning, the moment you look at his face, it make you calm. It give you tranquility. And his sadness in his heart. And his chest is wide. And his nafs is low. He doesn't talk about other. And he doesn't like to be in a status. And he doesn't care about his name. And always in long thinking. And always a companion of silent. And his time is rich. He doesn't walk with arrogance. He doesn't walk with ego. And if he smile, his smile is calm. And if you ask him, he answer you. And if you tell him you're wrong, he respect you and he take it. He's not stingy and he's not in a hurry. And he's not in anger and he's not in ignorant. And he doesn't argue. And he always return against himself. And if somebody make him angry, he's just. Meaning, he control himself. And he doesn't hurt anybody. And his compassion in his own company. It's easy to love him. And if he promise, he fulfill. If he give commitment, he fulfill. His walk was rahmah. He talk with rahmah. And when people make mistake, he forgive. He's content with his Lord. He thank his Lord. And he doesn't follow his desire. And he doesn't make any mistake against those who oppress him. And he doesn't involve in anything is not belong to him. And if somebody insult him, he will not insult back. And if anybody attack him, he will not get angry. And he will not make mistake with his tongue. And he will not remember anybody with ghaiba. He's easy. Easy to be with him. And you hardly see him angry. Very straight looking. And always worry. This is a mu'min. The true mu'min. If you look, I have to make something with you very important today. I talk about little bit of the quality of a Muslim, little bit about the quality of a mu'min, and now, what happening to us? When the iman go low, and the mind and tongue and eyes be busy with everything else, we lose. And now, we have genetic, we have shayateen, we have the nafs, we have the habits, we have the environment, everything become against us. What happened now? We lost. Why? Let's see the remedy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remedy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse 36. What is that? وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ Whoever forget the remember of Allah, what will happen? Allah promised He will get him shaitan. Allah will get him shaitan to be his companion. When you look at this verse, it's very dangerous. Very dangerous. By this way, any time you just swing from remember of Allah, what happened? You are like a ball in the hand of shayateen. Can you be in the hand of shayateen and have the quality of a Muslim? No. Can you be in the hand of shayateen and have the quality of a mu'min? No. And after that, what the shayateen will do? They will decorate your action, decorate your mistakes, and make you cannot see, and make you like yourself, and you become arrogant over other. And now, you make mistakes and you hardly see it. And you will hardly make tawbah from it. And there's many verses in the Quran about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He tells us, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ And this Surah Al-Baqarah 168. What it mean? Don't follow the foot of shaitan. Now, what it mean in here? If I am doing zikr and my habit is zikr, even if shaitan attack me, I go back in 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. But if I'm away from zikrullah, I follow the foot. Shaitan take me to one movie, to another movie, to this topic. And before you know it, who is the judge? Shaitan. And make me judge things. And make me decide things. And make me think about things. And I forget who's the teacher. Shaitan. No Allah. And now I'm busy and I'm thinking. Or I'm thinking I'm so intelligent. And it's the opposite, I'm so stupid. Because I'm not belong to Allah. And shaitan is overwhelming me. To the point, everything become thinking. Everything become knowledge and accumulating. And now I lost quality. And now everything become win-win. I need to win. And if somebody win me, I get upset. Do you see how it's happening? I see that a lot, especially with wife and husband, mother and father. Because now we destroy ourselves, destroy our family, destroy our relationship. Why? Because if you are with shaitan, what it meaning? Arrogant, ignorant, nafs is high, diseases, make wrong decision. lack of consultation, no rahmah from Allah, no belonging, no light, no wisdom, what else left? And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, فَقِيهٌ وَاحِدْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ from 100 عَابِدْ. One person who understands Islam is more stronger and high in Allah, in the eye of Allah, more than 100 worshippers. Because you can worship Allah and you have no knowledge. And what happened? You make a lot of mistakes. And shaitan will get you. Now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf 103-104, when He talk about the non-Muslim, they do a lot of action, a lot of good deed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did you not see the one they lost all their good deed? The one they stray in this life and they believe they are in a good or on the right track. This is supposed to be for non-Muslim, but also today we can apply it to ourselves. When we think we are on the right track, but we are on the wrong track. Now, this why? Lack of knowledge. But what kind of knowledge? The knowledge it make you have iman. The knowledge it make you get closer to Allah. The knowledge it make you aware about yourself. The knowledge it make you aware about your action. The knowledge it elevate your iman to the point and give you the awareness and awakeness. This is the one. By this way, today we're not seeking the right knowledge. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, but he said, Ya Kamil, Al-ilm khayrun min al-mal. Knowledge is better than money. Why? Wal-ilm yahrusaka wa anta tahrus al-mal. Knowledge, it save you and guard you, but you guarding money. وَالْعِلْمَ حَاكِمُ وَالْمَالِ مَحْكُومٌ عَلَيْهِ. And knowledge is a judge, and money is will be gone. And money, yes, if you spend it, you lose. And knowledge, the more you spend it, you gain. By this way, today, one of the main problem we have, lack of knowledge. But what knowledge? The knowledge make you closer to Allah. The knowledge make you humble and humility. The knowledge give you manner and quality. The knowledge make you get closer to Allah to the point you always in zikr. And let's talk about this now, because it's very important. And before we go to the importance of zikr, I have to remind you about how many ahadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advise us about a Muslim akhul Muslim. The Muslim is the brother of the Muslim. Muslimin like a body. If one piece get hurt, the whole body care about this part. Today we worry, do not care about that. Today we become so selfish, so greedy, so into ourselves, to the point we do not care. And this is a price. Again, you can read about that. Now, who is a Muslim? The one who followed Ibrahim alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning what? The oneness of Allah. The Muslim, the one who save other from his tongue and his hand and his action, and he share his money and whatever he has with other. The Muslim, the one who do not lie. The Muslim who accept the word of Allah. The Muslim is the one who remember Allah. The Muslim is the one who unite his heart with Allah by seeking the knowledge of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Muslim is the one, if he keep a commitment and keep his word and keep his time and keep his oath and covenant. And a Muslim, he hate to be disgraced and he want to be dignified by Allah. The Muslim is, he love truth even against himself. The Muslim, shaitan cannot even get him. The Muslim, he leave anything Allah hate and enjoy everything Allah love. Now, if you ask me today, one of the major diseases we lost so much today, zikrullah, to remember Allah. Why? Again, we lost the value of our journey of iman. For example, every time we talk about something in Islam, either your action lead you to Jahannam or your action lead you to Jannah. Your talk lead you to Jannah or your talk lead you to Jahannam. Your heart lead you to Jahannam or your heart lead you to Jannah. All the time. Who is a mu'min? Who is a Muslim? The one who is conscious and alert and vigilant about what? His own action. Heartly? From mouth, from body, from everywhere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal, He said, Who's the mu'mineen? Innama al-mu'minun. Only those who are believer. Who's the believer? Alladhina idha dhukira Allah wajalat qulubuhum. Those, if you remember Allah, their heart is trembled, is moved. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And if you recite Quran, their iman increase and they rely over, rely only on Allah. And those who are established salah and وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and those who are spending from what they have. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Those are the truth believer. Darajatun inda rabbihim. They are different level with their Lord. Wa maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem. And forgiveness from their Lord and provision and generosity from their Lord. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he did a khutbah. And he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O you people, tubu ila Allah qabla an tamutu. Make tawbah before you die. وَبَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ قَبْلَ أَن تُشْغَلُوا. And hurry up and do good deed before you get busy. وَصِلُوا الَّذِي بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّكُمْ بِكَثْرَةِ ذِكْرِكُمْ لَهُ وَكَثْرَةِ الصَّدَقَةِ فِي السَّرِّ وَالْعَلَنِيَةِ. And join the relationship between you and Allah with the maximum of zikr and the maximum of charity in seen and unseen. What will happen? Turzaqu. Allah will increase provision. Watunsaru. Allah give you elevation and victory. Watujbaru. And Allah take care about your action and affair and take care about all your affair. And here, many point, but today I'm going to just talk about the importance of Zikrullah. And something is important in here today also. They said, what the difference between a mu'min and a hypocrite? A mu'min, in a outside, he has a quality. And inside has a different quality. Meaning, in outside, he looks so nice, very quiet, you know, mashallah. And once he are alone, he's a different person. This is a sign of a hypocrite. But the mu'min is the opposite. Outside is calm. Inside, between him and Allah, is busy. And he loves the lonely more than with people. He loves the unseen, meaning the quiet, more than the front of the people. And the hypocrite is doing the opposite. He running to be busy with the people. Today, take it from me, we have a disease. We love to engage with people. We love it. And 99% of all this engagement is against us. It make your heart sick. It make your tongue sick. And now you're accumulating bad deed and you're shaving your good deed. One of the early wise people, he said, 7, if you do them, will destroy 7. 7 will destroy 7. And after that, he said, no good deed will benefit you. No good deed will benefit you after this 7. 2, do good deed with fear, but you're not carefully. 2, to do good deed with hope, but you're not having istiqamah, meaning steadfast. 3, to do good deed with niyyah, but you do not follow it with a purpose and hold tight to it. 4, do good deed and dua, but you do not do action. 5, you do istighfar, but you do not feel sorry. 6, you are seen different than the unseen. Meaning you try to decorate yourself outside, but not inside. And 7, you do a lot of good deed, but no ikhlas. Is all wasted. And he said, if you are among the people of hypocrite and the one who destroyed himself, this has 4 signs. If you're alone, you become lazy. And when you're people, you become, you know, having strength. And if you tell him you're good, he's happy. And if you tell him you have some bad quality, he gets upset. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, whoever show quality he doesn't have, Allah give him nifaq over nifaq. وَلَعِزُ بِاللَّهِ. And whoever tried to show quality he doesn't have, Allah will destroy him. About zikr, one scholar, he said something so beautiful of the verse in Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah 152, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَّكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ I'm sorry, the first one is Surah Al-Ahzab 35. The another one, Surah Al-Baqarah 152. When Allah said, you remember me, I remember you. Now, one scholar, he said something so beautiful explaining this. He said, O my servant, remember me with my servant, meaning serve me. I remember you with my na'am, with my goodness to you. Remember me with my oneness, meaning with complete belief in me. I remember you with complete support. Remember me with thanks. I remember you with extra and increasing. Remember me with love. I remember you with closeness. Remember me with fear. I remember you and save you and guard you. Remember me with hope. I remember you by give you what you want and more. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayh, he wrote a book and he said 120 reasons to remember Allah. I'm going just to try to share it with you quick as a reminder. And before we go that, one of the early people he said, if you want to go to journey of Iman, you have to have four quality. If you want journey of Iman, four quality, you have to have it like a robe. You do not lose it. First one, to busy your tongue with remember of Allah, with the heart. This one. Two, and to hold tight your heart toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by this way you check your action all the time. Three, do the opposite of what your nafs want, and don't allow your nafs to do whatever it wants. Four, purify the niyyah all the time. And if you do so, now the heart will be purified, and the body and the action will be purified. Again, when you look, what is the first element? Tongue. Tongue is a killer. One of the major killer in this dunya and akhirah. And tongue is many a hadith about nothing better than getting the maximum reward in the hereafter of zikrullah. And the more you do zikr with your tongue, after that you do zikr with your heart, after that you do zikr with your heart and thinking, and now zikrullah and the awareness about Iman, it become overwhelming you. This why, like I said before, two quality in Quran has no boundary and no limit. Zikrullah and charity. Now, one of the first quality of the zikrullah is to get the shaitan away. It destroys shaitan and make him away. Two, it make Allah pleased with you. Three, it erase all the worry and uncertainty of your heart. Three, he generate certain happiness and contentment of the heart. Four, it increases the strength of the heart and body. Six. It light the face and the heart. Seven, it bring rizq. Increase the rizq to you. I'm going to lose track of the number. Okay? By this way, let me go through it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. No, actually eight. It make you have a beautiful reminder and make people have certain respect for you. Nine, it generate love. People will love you and it generate love between you and Allah. 10, it generate and it inherit in your heart, okay, the level of muraqabah, the level of watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which later on it lead you to the level of ihsan. 11, it make you inherit the inaba, meaning you want to go to Allah, you want to meet Allah, you want Jannah, you do not want dunya. It make dunya insignificant, and believe in Allah and get closer to Allah is higher. And believe it or not, this particular element, it can give you a lot of quality. It give you humble and humility, it make you spending more, it make you save your time. Look at every quality, how much you can gain. And 12, it make you get closer to Allah. 13, it open a very beautiful door of knowledge between you and Allah. To the point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remember you, and you have an angel friend of you. What else you want? And 14, it make you have certain respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should help you to be good and prevent you to be a sinner. And also it make you, when you remember Allah, Allah promised to remember you. And it make your heart alive. It make, this is a real provision of your heart and soul and body. And it cleans your heart and make it soft. And it decreases the sins and erase it. And it also, it make you never be lonely. You always be with the companion of Allah. But that's when you do not complain about being lonely or alone. And also because Allah said, if you remember me, I remember you in calamity. But that's why if you have a habit of remember Allah when a calamity come, Allah will be with you. And it save you from the touch of Allah. And it descend sakina and tuma'nina over you, tranquility and rahmah, and the angel will surrounding you. And if you be busy with it, you have no time for ghaiba and namima and all this. And if you are busy with dhikr of Allah, you are in a company always with angels. What else you want? You see, if you just study, if you have angel around you all the time, what will happen? And dhikr of Allah is meaning a hadith, it save you from being sorrow and sorry in the day of judgment. And if you do dhikr of Allah mixed with buka, with crying, especially in lonely time between you and Allah, it save you from the day of judgment heat. And Allah would save you and put you underneath His shade. And this increase the bounty of Allah to you and open good deed for you. And also it open the mas'ala, meaning if you ask Allah for anything, He will give it to you. And even before you ask, He will give you. And He will open for you. And He will show you. And it is also the easiest worship. Doesn't cost anything. And also is gharasul jannah. It is the roots in Jannah. Every time you remember Allah, you have a tree in Jannah for you. By this way, you are actually developing your own garden in Jannah. Do you understand or no?
Yes.
Okay. And it is the pillar of all the goodness and the pillar of all the relationship. And the pillar, everything will be accordingly. And it's also the way to save yourself from forgetting Allah and to save yourself from your genetic and shayateen and bad habits. And also is a light in this earth, is a light in dunya, in a light in a grave, is a light will be, you will see it when you cross over the Sirat. If you want to know how much light you will get in the Day of Judgment, see how much you remember Allah now. Some people will come and they cross the Sirat like with the sun, with the moon, with a candle, with nothing. But as we see how much you remember Allah, you know how much light you will get in the Day of Judgment. And also is a light. It generates an alarm in the heart from the sleepiness and heedlessness of the heart. It is a tree, the tree of all the knowledge, the one all the people who seek Allah, they hold it tight. And it is equal of letting slave free for Sabilillah. And it is more value to you than spending money for Sabilillah or even let horses running for Sabilillah. And is also higher and equal, okay, jihad for Sabilillah. All that was remember of Allah. And it is, zikrullah is the head of all thanks to Allah. Because if you remember Allah, you have to thank Him. You cannot remember Allah without thanking Allah. And it is the cure of what you have in your heart. Any disease in your heart, zikrullah, it will cure it. I promise you. Any genetic of you, any bad habits, any genetic like your parents, like my father used to tell me, don't complain about me. You are not like me, you are the same like me. By this way, any complaint about your parents, make a list of all the bad habits they have, and you have to remember you have the same. Or maybe more. By this way, what you do, make for them tawbah, and make tawbah from what they have and what you have. But again, zikrullah will allow you to see so. If you not do zikrullah, you cannot see. And you cannot cure your heart from your genetic. And it is the head of having relationship with Allah. After some time of zikrullah, now you have a relationship. And it is a way to bring the goodness from Allah to you, hurry. And also it saves you from the anger of Allah. And if you do, for example, Salah ala Nabi, now you make Allah make Salah over you and His angels. You see? And it is the most heavy weight you can meet Allah with in the Day of Judgment. And also zikrullah, it makes the difficult easy. And make the easy come. And make all the hardship become soft. All that who do it? Zikrullah. And zikrullah, it makes the heart soft to the point you do not fear. And give you a strong light between you and Allah. And also zikrullah is a veil between you and Jahannam. And zikrullah is purification from nifaq. and dhikrullah, it whitening your face, it lighting your face in this life, in a moment of death, in a grave, in the day of judgment. By this way, if you want to know how pretty you are and how much Allah will save your face, and this is why they said, the elder people, you can meet people 80, 90, but their face like young. Where it coming from? Zikrullah. Zikrullah give you beauty. Even you're aging, but you still have this beauty. And otherwise, you can be young, and you're getting old very quick. And the sign of oldness is getting very bad in your face. Where it coming from? Lack of zikrullah. And we have to know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of the one who remember Allah and not remember Allah, like the one who living and the one who is dead. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of Anas, an advice. This will end up with it, because some people consider it a complete comprehensive advice. She said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me a wasiyah. He said, immigrate from sins. This is the best immigration. And hold tight over the fara'id. It is the best jihad. And remember Allah in abundance. You will never meet Allah better than the amount of dhikr of Allah in your scale. And we have to remember dhikr of Allah, including tasbih, tahleel, takbir, salah ala nabi, good deed, reading Quran, halaqat, anything to do with Allah is zikr of Allah. And let me give you a final advice from me. Please, I always say, cut your head off and use your heart only, because your brain, if you do not have zikr of Allah, shayateen will get you until they destroy you in this life and hereafter. And once shayateen will be overwhelming you, you cannot see, you cannot comprehend, you cannot have wisdom, you cannot have good manner, you cannot be quiet, you cannot be calm, you cannot see the truth, you cannot have humble and humility. It's the opposite now, meaning the minus of zikr of Allah, what will lead you to? It will lead you to all the calamity, internal and external. Now, and most of all, shayateen was overwhelming you, and now you going to the straight path. Now you have to choose. By this way, if you ask me today, I meet many people all over. They try to do good, but shayateen it get them so bad. To the point, I met even one sheikh, big sheikh, and you know what he tell me? He come to me in a private meeting and he tell me, sometime I feel like committing suicide. Sometime I believe Quran is not wrong. And he's a sheikh, half his Quran, he giving durus. And the doubt is killing him. Where it coming from? Meaning, he developed a habit of not really remember Allah. To the point, this habit grow. And when you grow, your habit and bad habit grow with you and will destroy you. In the opposite, if you remember Allah, your habit and genetic go down. And remember Allah, go up. And I bear witness to you. And even if you won't commit sins, Allah will guard you. And if you did it, Allah will give you sutra. Allah will forgive you. Allah will open for you, because you are now in a company. Like one hadith of the meaning of when a person really remember Allah a lot and he want to commit sins, the angel go to Allah and said, Allah, servant so as you want to commit sins, please, Ya Allah, guard him, forgive him, give him sutra. Oh Allah, give him tawbah. By this way, now we have a company of angel friend of yours. Tell me now, what else you want? By this way, today, all what we're talking about, the right of a Muslim, the right of the mu'min, the quality of a mu'min, the quality of the Muslim, and when we look to all the mistake we have and all the question we have, I can tell you one thing. If you do not do enough zikrullah, if you not belong to Allah, you can buy any books, you can seek any knowledge. I meet many people have unbelievable knowledge, but deep inside they are corrupted and the brain is gone and shayateen is overwhelming them and they have no quality. By this way, zikrullah is the mother of all the internal. It enables you to be external. Any lack of zikr of Allah is a lack of everything. Today you can buy a book about inequality, about husband and wife, about mother and father, about we know what Quran said, we know what the hadith said, but when the time comes, what we do? We cannot have it. We do not have the quality. Why? We do not have the strength to be. How many times we talk about don't get angry, don't be upset? You see? But why we allow genetic over us? Lack of zikrullah. By this way, zikrullah is a crucial. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's our teacher. And look how much he do zikr. How much he have seclusion. How much he spend some time alone. And all what I talk about it, you need some seclusion. You need it. You need immigration. And don't blame nobody. You can have seclusion internal, within. You can have immigration within. But all this will not happen without what? Shut your mouth off. Close it. Don't talk without any necessity. And I promise you, the more you be quiet, the more the wisdom will come, the nur will come, everything will come, and be busy with zikr of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make among us the people who are doing zikr of Allah, among the people who believe in Allah, among the people who do tawakkul Allah, among the people who have light from Allah, among the people who have wisdom of Allah. And O Allah, cleanse our heart from Ya Allah, from nifaq and kufr and shirk wal asiyan. And O Allah, decorate our life and our body and our heart and our face with the light and nur of you, Ya Allah, in this life and hereafter. And O Allah, make us, Ya Allah, honest and sincere to you. And forgive us, Ya Allah, and have rahmah on us, Ya Allah. And make us among those who spread rahmah and forgiveness from you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, pure for you, Ya Allah. And forgive our sins and bad habits, Ya Allah. And give us tawbah from all what we have, Ya Allah. O Allah, we need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. We have nobody to seek help from except you, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't let us your enemy, Ya Allah. Don't let us your enemy, Ya Allah. Your enemy, Shaitan, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah, we are so weak. We need you. We need you, Ya Allah. You are the most powerful, Ya Allah. You are the owner of power, Ya Allah. Nobody can beat you, Ya Allah. You are the owner of everything, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us strength against ourselves, strength against our shayateen, strength against all our weakness and genetic. And O Allah, make us for you, by you, toward you, Allah. And forgive everything we do and we say, we do not mean it or we mean it, Ya Allah. And give us ikhlas and sadaq fi sirr al-alaniya. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.